first one I broke because I was running after my sister who was eating a banana. And I wanted a piece of the banana. But she was running, and then she threw the banana peel while trying to put the whole banana in her mouth. And I stepped on the banana peel just like a cartoon. And I went, and I broke my arm. So the next year I decided to break the other one just to see what happens. No, not really. The second time I was with a friend playing war. I jumped through the window. It was a very small window, and it wasn't very high. But I jumped, and I put all the weight of my body in one of my arms, and it broke.
Jimmy and I, when we lived together, we had always reasons to fight and to discuss and, you know, and be confronted somehow. I would act before thinking, which is not good. So at some point, my brother and I fought, and I was so angry at him that I ended up yelling at him and threw him a hammer that I had at hand. And while the hammer left my hands, I realized how serious that action was. So I just could see the hammer flying towards him, spinning, and I could have killed him. He basically, I was lucky enough that he had at that point a cast because he had broken one of his arms, and he raised up his hand and the hammer hit his cast, and that saved his life. And I immediately was repentant. I was really, really sorry for that incident. And I tried to be more rational from that point on. But when Jimmy left for the US, things changed a lot. I finally knew how much I loved him. And I will never forget that the day he left, I had a campground with the other youth member from our church. We were about 5 miles away from my place in a river. We went to swim, and while we were there in the river, I realized that my brother was about to leave for a long time, and decided to walk back home to see him one more time before he left. So I walked those 5 miles, which were mainly uphill because the river was in one of the valleys that flanked our town. And while I was walking towards our place, I started to remember all the things that we lived together and start crying, and at the same time did not want him to live anymore. And I made it right before he left. I arrived and had the time to give him a last hug. The rest of that day I spent it crying in bed, because my brother, who was more important than I thought in my life, was leaving.